fees between the whatever car or subway where it's hard to learn and the bus and the railroad which is easy to learn. I'm not kidding. That's how much it's worth. How much you get to talk? Hey, we know, because the Muslims commute. It takes half an hour, 45 minutes. So you do 45 minutes there, when I'm back, it's already an hour and a half. You're halfway there. So you have an hour and a half stay there at night with a Harusa. You made the 3 hours of Amelus Petor. It's doable. If you have to go in a car, it's a tape recorder. I don't consider a tape recorder Amelus Petor. Because if you do too much on the tape recorder, I wouldn't want to drive with you or on the same road as you. But I'm a PK. Something sink in. Why are I much as worth? How much you get to talk? Hey, we know, because the Muslims commute. It takes half an hour, 45 minutes. So you do 45 minutes there, when I'm back, it's already an hour and a half. You're halfway there. So you have an hour and a half stay there at night with a Harusa. You made the 3 hours of Amelus Petor. It's doable. If you have to go in a car, it's a tape recorder. I don't consider a tape recorder Amelus Petor. Because if you do too much on Petor on the tape recorder, I wouldn't want to drive with you or on the same road as you. But I'm a PK. Something sink in. And why I go with tape recorders? I tell you, it's good for the nerves. You're stuck in traffic. Oh, Baruch Hashem. I have a tape recorder. It's Torah tape. There's no excuse. If you're going into a commute, you have to go by car. You have no choice. You must have a tape deck with Torah tapes. Upstairs, they have 1,000 Torah tapes. From all, more. All kinds of rebbeim, whatever you want. Halachi, like Ashkofi, like Musa. All kinds of things. There's so much there. And you say, I can't really concentrate, I can't get everything. So what? You get something sinks in. This is critical, Rabbi Ossi. Go out to the world, you must even strengthen more than in the yeshiva. Need of a series of ascending brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us if we're amelim b'torah. We do mitzvahs. So we're going to have parnasa, the first thing. Gishmecha b'ita. You want a job? You want the job to work? It's gishmecha b'ita. Learn! You learn to have parnasa. I doesn't make any sense to you. I told you, it's te'asim alof. Making the menorah also made no sense. The tzal just didn't do what you can do and it'll come out. You must do ishtadlos, but it's te'asim. Sev gishmecha bi'ita, you have this. And don't forget, what are we looking for? Today is a very momentous day in the history of our people. I don't know what the future portends. V'shavta l'veta pi artzichem v'nasati sholem v'oretz. Right? V'radavta mesoveichem. We live in difficult times, Rav Osai. Difficult times. If you read the page one of the New York Times, you know how difficult it is. Mamish, what can we do about it? We can say tilim, we can daven, but also we can learn. Shtetach b'feirish, because I tell you, so when Asadi Shalom Aretz, Shalom Aretz B'Yatzim, that's a quid pro quo. Do we believe in Torah or do we believe in Torah? We might mean it, we're just going through the motions. If you're a Maimon, you accept to learn a little bit extra, that's your contribution to be Shalom and Levet of Baratim, Asadi Shalom Aretz. Mamish, it's your contribution. I'll say one more nakud. After all, it goes up and up and up and up and up and up. For the Asadi Mishkani B'Sochachem, Beis HaMikdash! Oh, Beis HaMikdash! We daven every day with such kavanah for the Beis HaMikdash will solve all the world's problems. And then it says one more thing. Yisalachti b'sochacha. This says, Yisfarno Yisod Godel. Many places. Here. I think I may have even mentioned this here. The Yisfarno the opinion that the Mishkan came onto the Chet HaEgel. Machlokes in the with the Ramban and the Yisfarno. Why? Because without the Chet HaEgel, every single Jewish home would be a Mishkan. V'salachti b'sochachem. That's a higher madrega than a snatli mishkani b'sochachem. A Mishkan is that you have to concentrate in one place, but after that place it can't be so holy. The highest madrega is v'salachti b'sochachem, even if you're out of the Mishkan, afal pikan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. The Egel, they needed a kapara to add a Mishkan. We're not for that, we can do without the Mishkan. That's what it says. Why am I mentioning to you today? Rabosa, for many of you, you're leaving soon the Mishkan. This yeshiva, with all of its chesronos, with all of its crazy goings on, which we spoke about from the beginning of the year, from day one, Imkol as a Mishkan. It's a Beis Medrash, you can hire the Beis Medrash. You don't look on the things that are on outside the street. And you can, there are plenty of places we can learn and become a real Bantura here. The Mamash a Mishkan. Amikdash Mahat. And the Baruch Hashem and tremendous Madrig, we give a Shevach Vadar HaKadosh Baruch. Look, what have we learned this year? We've Baruch Hashem covered so much learning. We learned so many parts of our Pesachim. Now you know, you're coming from, you don't know everything, far from it. But at least you're intelligent, you know how to discuss the major Yom of Hilchos Pesach. We cannot learn all this Simonim Pesach, which are Nogel and Maisa. And that's not superficial. We're with the Gemaras, with the Rishonim, with the Mogan Avrams, with the Mishnah Brewers. That's not an English book, which is 2 pages. We don't know everything, far from it, far, far from it. But Baruch Hashem, we accomplished a lot in the Mishkan. To give Shalom Adon HaKadosh Baruch every day, Shesamdach HaKem Yosher Beit HaVedosh. But there are many who are going out now for the summer, and some are graduating, going out for that. That's it. No more Mishkan. So maybe it's now the time for to go down in Ruchnis. Chas Vishchot Shalom. After Benasati Mishkani B'Sochachem, you've been able to sit in yeshiva for so many years, some of you, 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, 16 years, how many years you're sitting in yeshivas? If you have to go out for some of you for quote for life, quote unquote, you must maintain the Kedushta B'Salakti B'Sochachem. Find the Beis Medrash. Wherever you're going to be living, find the Beis Medrash. And when you're at work, it's B'Salakti B'Sochachem. You don't leave your religion behind when you get in the commuter train or in the subway. You take it with you to your profession, to your office, wherever you're going. V'salachti v'sochem says the Svarno is a higher madrega than the Sadeh v'shkani v'sochem. For a Yid who's living and is only in the Beis Hamikdash and he walks out, it's only to do things which are secular without any Torah component, not so great. But you are charged now as you leave soon the yeshiva for the summer, for the year, or for whatever. So we take the Kedusha of the Mishkan of this place, and if you're learning Eretz Yisrael, wherever you've taken it from, you absorbed it from. Take that Kedusha and take it out to the street. V'salachti v'sochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he'll go with you. He'll go with you to Wall Street, he'll go with you to Madison Avenue, he'll go with you to the graduate school, he'll go with you anywhere. Anywhere you want to go, medical school, he'll go. He'll go to your parnasa, he'll go with you when you get married, he'll go into your home with your wife, with your children, Mr. Shem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go in with you, but you have to go with him. You invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your home, into your business, into your profession, into your grad school, he'll come with you. So that the Kedusha of the Mishkan will overflow. To V'salachti V'sochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go with you wherever you go. V'atem, Tiyudi La'am, you'll be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's person, his people, wherever you may be. This is the bracha that I give you, and it's the charge that I give you at the same time. If you're going out, remember what you stand for. Remember everything we learned about. Remember the fact that Shemitah stands for the fact that Parnas comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not to copy our quote-unquote masters in the world out there, whether it be a professor at our grad school, whether it be a boss at work, or whatever the case may be, we're not to follow them. Rather, it's supposed to be Amel and Torah. Remember, if there's no Torah, Amel and Torah, we go out to work. And remember that the Kedusha of the Mishkan of you learned in the Yeshiva should go with you to your place of business or of secular education, wherever it may take you. V'salachti v'sochem, v'yisi lechem alokim, atem t'yili l'am, amin v'yam. Mishkan on Sunday, we'll start the Chazara. Shabbos. Monday to Thursday schedule. We have Shir at 10:45. And Tuesday, Tuesday to what time? Shabbos. Yeah.
Who's the question?
Shabbos. Shabbos. And as far as Shavuot is concerned, we're not going to see next week. Who's coming for the whole time, the half time? I'll be there. Okay, Shabbos. Who's our guest? The guy who walked in and walked out, what happened
to him? Okay. Seems to be a little different.